Welcome to Panther Potpourri, the podcast where we're supposed to talk Panthers hockey, but sometimes we don't. Presented by Florida Hockey Now. Here are your hosts, Jacob Langsam, Alex Lopez, and TJ Peterson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Panther Potpourri, a Florida Hockey Now podcast. I am your host, Jacob Langsam. Here with me, as always, are my co-hosts, TJ Peterson and Alex Lopez. And folks, the Florida Panthers are going to have an opportunity to do the funniest thing ever. A 5-3 win in Tampa over the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 3 of this first round series has the Panthers in a really, really strong position to close out this series. They will have a chance to sweep on Saturday. Do not count Tampa out, though. I think that goes without saying to some extent. This is gonna kind of echo an episode that we had in early-ish March, because I'm running out of good things to say. Highlight of the game tonight for me, fourth line and second pair. Steven Lorenz with the game-winning goal and a two-point performance. Kyle Okposo coming in pretty cold and looking super strong. Kevin Stenlund had a very Kevin Stenlund-y game, which is a good thing. Montour Mikula pairing also played phenomenally well tonight. Overcoming a 4-0 power play deficit. Also, the Panthers did not have a single power play in that game. The only penalty called against Tampa was an offsetting roughing minor between Hagel and I don't remember.
E2.
And E2. So Panthers beat the Lightning and TJ Luxmore. 3-0 lead. How are we feeling, boys?
I can't even be mad that we got the TJ Luxmore game. Tampa's not in this series. You said, like, oh, you can't count them out. I think you can. What? Like,
I'm not going to.
I'm keeping the clip loaded, because if they get it done on Saturday, frankly, if they get it done, period. Like, if they win one of the next four games, I'm going to be talking absolutely mad slander. I'm going to be completely unhinged.
Why?
No, in a good way.
Because they deserve it. Because they deserve it.
If the Panthers win one of the next four, I was like,
yes, yes.
I was like, Tampa has shown no life in this series. They literally got handed a 4-0 power play advantage. Like, Luxmore was making shit up to put the Panthers in the box and give Tampa a chance, and they generated nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they got everything they needed: home game, power plays, and nothing.
Still nothing on the power play. I mean, they've got one power play goal in this series, 5-4. I mean, they have multiple power play goals in the series, but they have one 5-on-4 goal in the series, and it was from a Stamkos like ridiculous snipe. There's nothing that you could really do about that if you're the Panthers, other than just like anticipate every time he's going to get the puck, which is sort of impossible. So the other thing that you can do is just make sure you don't break down. They haven't broken down at all. Tampa has not broken them down with the man advantage. This is the second best power play in the cap era, and they've basically been fruitless against Panthers' penalty kill. The one time that they scored a goal, it was just like them overpowering the Panthers, not doing anything wrong.
I was literally about to say exactly what you said. Their power play goals in this series, their two of them are Stamkos got open for half a second and he rocketed a shot in that required perfect placement. It's not like they've been generating a ton of pressure and Bob is standing on his head. It's can't game the zone. Oh, we finally gained the zone, worked it around, and Stamkos finally got a shot off and it went in. Like, that's it. They've generated two scoring chances and both of them went in. And it's the same thing at 5-on-5. Like, they're generating a handful of chances per game, and some of them are going in. But, like, the Panthers are owning this series. There's nothing that Tampa has done that you can be like, oh, hey, this is a reason why they're going to turn it around. There's nothing. Like, they're getting good Vasi, too. Vasi hasn't given up a softy in this series. This is I said it last time. I'll say it again. I do not see a path for Tampa to come back in this series. I don't even see a path for them to make it past game five.
I would hope not, because again, that is what I predicted, and I like being right. But at the same time, a sweep would be fun. I would be real happy to be wrong about my Panthers in five prediction if it's because they sweep. The Panthers tonight allowed seven shot attempts against on the penalty kill.
Seven. That's really good. That's really
in
good.
Eight
there
minutes.
Were
in
four
8 minutes
power plays.
Yeah.
And only seven shot attempts.
Yeah, and
only
none of them went
four
in
of
to
them
cut
made
those
it
short.
On goal.
None of them went in to cut the power play short. So,
like, yeah, it, right. Great point, TJ. 8 full minutes of penalty kill. Seven shot attempts.
Yeah. There's really one stretch of this game that the Lightning controlled. And it's, again, like I said this about game two, they got their two goals. They were relatively fortunate. And Tampa absolutely owned the next 10 minutes of the game. They should have made it 3-1. I'm not really sure how they didn't.
What would you guys guess that league average Corsi 4 percentage is at 4v5?
17.
Alex?
34.
It is roughly 12.5.
Okay.
Normally, I wouldn't look at a penalty kill in terms of Corsi 4 percentage. I would look much more at Corsi against per 60. The Panthers had 4 shot attempts for to their 7 against tonight for a 36%. That's really good penalty killing. Like, it goes without saying that the Panthers have been very good on the kill, especially tonight. But that is such a nutty number.
Yeah.
Like, just
really
just looking at the looking at the spread also, all 7 of those shot attempts against appear to have come in the first period.
Well, there were 3 of the power plays were in the first period. I think the 4th was in the second.
Fair point. But no,
Those
there
the
was
calls,
there
too.
Was one in the th- there was the there was a power play at the end of the second period that rolled over into the third.
Okay, yeah, there were 3 in the first. And
do
I
you
thought
guys want to hear a really funny statistic?
Sure, let's go.
This may
it.
Be my favorite thing about this whole conversation.
Please.
The Panthers, in the minute and 54 of penalty kill in the second period, and 39 seconds of penalty kill in the third period. 2 shot attempts for, 0 against.
Nice.
On the kill.
On the kill. And the kill remains at even goal differential for the season against the Lightning after 3 regular season games and 3 playoff games. Is it 4 regular season games or 3? Whatever.
I think it was 4.
Okay, so it's 7 games total. 2-2 on the 5-on-4 kill.
Yeah.
For the season.
So just some crazy performance. Like that. The two keys to Tampa winning the series were Vasilevsky and the power play.
They've
so
got Vasilevsky.
Far, the Panthers have figured out Vasilevsky. He's been good. He's been quite good. He hasn't been otherworldly like Andrei Vasilevsky can be, but he's been good. They've sure done a good job neutralizing the power play, though.
Yeah. Power play's
oh,
given them basically nothing.
Like, you got to give so much credit to Paul Maurice and his staff for the way the Panthers have just walked into this series knowing that they should win it and how to do so.
Yeah. I did want to say about that, like, 10-minute stretch after that it was 2-1 where the Lightning were all over him. Like, I did want to finish the thought by saying, like, that was the only part of the game that the Lightning were the better team. They were much better in that 10-minute stretch, and the rest of the game was the Panthers. So Panthers surviving that stretch won them the game because they were able to just play their game for the other 50 minutes, and that was just going to always occur. That was always going to result in the Panthers winning. I mean, if you look at the 3 goals, there was a bad breakdown by the 4th line and 3rd pairing. Not great, but I mean, it's going to kind of happen. And, you know, shot that just goes through bodies in front and Bob didn't see it.
Yeah, that wasn't a good play. It was just, hey, it's a seeing eye shot.
Yeah. And I didn't really think it was a good play for the first one either. Like, A good play by Stamkos to get that kind of positioning, but another kind of seeing eye shot that just found its way to the one place where it would be able to get deflected in.
It also had Forslund kind of lost in space a bit because he was not playing defense because he had just come out of the box. Like that's a power play goal without it still being a power
right.
play.
Right. That is something that is worth noting. That goal was functionally a power play goal.
Yeah, and one thing I got to mention I mentioned in a tweet, but I'll mention it for anyone who was watching TPS. They were saying Forsling did a bad job and he was lazy coming out of the box because he hesitated a second before stepping out. If you step out of the box and make any action in the play without both feet touching the ice first, it is a penalty. So on that play, the penalty expired literally as Braden Point was passing in front of the box. So if Forsling had stepped onto the ice and made any kind of contact with Point prior to both feet being on the ice, it's a penalty, which he would have because that's how it timed up. So Forsling really had no choice but to wait for Point to go past, then try to join the play. So for TBS, I don't know who was announcing the game, but I heard that and I immediately was like, why am I not listening to Goldie? So I switched back. But for them to call out Gustav Forsling for making the correct play, because by the rules of the game, you cannot impact the play while still in the box. That's just moronic and you were wrong. So if any Panthers fan out there heard that and was like, oh, Forsling, you got to be better there. No, Forsling did the right thing by hesitating and waiting because it would have just been another 2-minute penalty. And let's be honest, Luxembourg would have been right there to call it.
I'm not sure if it gets called because it's the playoffs and all that. They kind of still want to just like vibe like.
But that's an automatic call. Like it doesn't matter if
it wasn't an automatic call when Tampa played with 7 men on the ice.
True.
Yeah, I mean, Luxembourg
automatic call or
that.
Not.
I think
automatic
Luxembourg
call
would
or not.
That.
But yeah, I look, it doesn't matter. Game's over. Didn't happen. I'm not gonna go too far litigating it personally.
Yeah. There's really no point.
I want to give a few guys a shout out. You already kind of said the fourth line, Steven Lorenz, 2 points, just kind of noticeable all night. Every time he's out there, Nick Cousins too, Okposo, looked a lot better than he did in the regular season. I kind of thought that line when it was out there was playing a lot better than the fourth line. They gave up the 2 goals. I thought that the second one they gave up was on the defense pairing way more. And I thought that the first one was, like Alex said, just kind of a bad play that ended with a good result. I thought that this was everybody on the third line's best game of the series. I didn't think that E2 and Evan Rodriguez had a very good series up until tonight, and they put it back in a positive direction. Sam Reinhart was phenomenal. All over the place. Defensively, scoring a very important goal. The Panthers were down in a game for the first time in the series until Sam Reinhart came through and scored his second goal of the series. And very important because you don't want to play from behind very much, especially in the opponent's building. You don't want to let them feel like they're back in the series because all of a sudden they're suffocated.
I thought we might have been offsides on that Reinhart goal. I texted you guys and I was like, I think we're offside because that zone entry was very, very clumsy.
Well, we saw the Lightning are pretty much willing to
challenge anything.
Yeah, they're willing to risk having to kill a penalty for a minuscule chance of a goal getting taken off the board. So they didn't agree. But that's sort of an appeal to like some unknown authority that like, oh, the Lightning didn't challenge. So, but hey.
Speaking of which, Johnny Kanjemi, another goal taken off the board.
Another one. Oh, my.
He does not miss.
No. He doesn't. No.
Give him the Conn Smythe.
I agree. It's going to be so weird when the guy in the suit is holding the Conn Smythe. And as all the guys.
How expensive is the suit?
You think the guy in the $3,000 suit is going to win the Conn Smythe? The guy in the $5,000 suit.
You think the guy in the $8,000 suit?
Will Arnett was not in attendance. Right? Will Arnett was not in attendance tonight, but I think that Reinhart might have been on Will Arnett's All-Star Game team, though. I don't remember, but I think he might have been. That was an Arrested Development reference for those of you who are not aware. Great show.
If you don't understand that reference, then go please watch Arrested Development. It is literally the best sitcom of all time.
Until season whatever the last Netflix season was.
I thought the first Netflix season was
okay.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. If you like the rest of them,
I will say it was interesting to say the least. Like the way it was set up was very interesting.
Yes,
with the timelines and everything.
When they re-edited, it was better.
I never watched the re-edited version.
This has been Puri. Or if you want to keep talking about it, it's fine. Actually,
I mean, we can start talking about how the Dolphins drafted Chop Robinson.
We don't need to do that.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Some defensive.
Or I guess we do need to do that.
just tell me, who is that, and is it a good pick? That's all I need to know.
I have no idea if it's a good pick. It's a defensive end from Penn State. That's all I know.
Yeah. I want to talk about when the series wraps up prematurely and we have nothing to talk about while Boston and Tampa claw each other's arms and legs off.
Toronto. Boston and Toronto.
That's what I meant. Sorry.
I know it is.
We'll talk about some of the shenanigans that happened during the draft because it was interesting for sure. Matthew Tkachuk also, was great. He created the game two overtime winner, which I don't know if I gave him enough credit for on the game two show. And he was great tonight. Put it away, killed penalties effectively. I mean, look, it's Matthew Tkachuk. That's your heart and soul player. And he showed it tonight. He didn't want to lose. And they didn't lose.
No. And I don't think they lose this series.
I think they're going to win.
I would be shocked. We're at a point where I would be shocked if the Panthers lost the series.
No, in this series. I don't think they're going to lose in this
series. Oh, that's what you mean.
I'm saying
I would be less shocked about that.
Yeah. No. You hate to say never because someone will eventually find this and clip it if the improbable does happen.
No, they won't.
But yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Bolts Jolts is petty enough.
I don't think so.
But
but they probably just don't care about us enough.
Right.
Fine. But I'm just saying the odds of what has Tampa shown? What has Tampa shown that they can win a game, let alone the next four?
Yeah, it's been stretches. It's been stretches.
But that doesn't mean they can't.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we have really nothing to gain by declaring the series prematurely over.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to keep the clip loaded for the show where Panthers get their fourth win.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
They have put themselves in an outstanding position, but you've got to leave that margin for error. That's just statistics 101.
Absolutely.
So, oh, damn, I already used the Burns Steakhouse bit after game two. That was a bold choice.
Rate us 5 stars in the Tampa Bay.
Yeah, rate us 5 stars at Amalie Arena.
Yeah.
And we'll see you there for game four. So, good night, everybody. Go Panthers.